Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. Now, here's the host of the Wasatch Gazette, Mike Parsons.
My guest this morning is Sean Teagan, and Sean is Vice President, Director of Research for Utah Foundation, and the website is utahfoundation.org. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you back on. We love Utah Foundation. For those that don't know, it's been around for a very long time. In fact, we'll talk about the fact that you're celebrating your 75th anniversary. But for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about what Utah Foundation is.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan public policy research group. So basically that just means that we get together and we think about things that we hope will make government better, and we hope will inform people throughout Utah about what the issues are that we think they should really understand.
So your agenda pretty much is just finding out what's going on. It's not making change necessarily or affecting policy. You're taking the temperature.
For the most part, that's true. You know, we'll get into a certain research report, and there are times when we say, you know what, it is very clear here
right.
that we're on the wrong path, or it's very clear that there's something we could be doing better. And so we do make recommendations from time to time, but we don't do any lobbying, so we stay away from the Capitol during the session, and we don't push any specific bill.
And you don't set out when you're doing a study or a project to say, let's go out and prove that A is true.
No, what we like to do is basically go in with kind of like a baby. Like, we like to go in with our eyes open and looking around and see what we can see. And you know, if something very clear comes along, you know, sometimes we'll change scope mid-report because the thing that we were originally looking at wasn't really what the important thing is. It's something else that really people should know more about.
How is Utah Foundation funded? Is this a government entity or is it private?
So we're a nonprofit. We get money from a whole host of different people. We have a ton of supporters around the state from some other nonprofits, from some foundations, from some banks, from utilities, from interested parties, from some local governments, a whole host of things. We get money from all over the place. And what we like about that is that people might say, hey, you're working on air quality, but look at your board. You've got some people that aren't as concerned about air quality. It's like, well, but we also have some people that are very concerned about air quality. So I think we have a pretty good balance there with that board structure.
That's good, with diverse funding. So the reason we have you on today is a couple of things. First of all, a new report that you just released this week called What's on Utah's Mind, Voter Issues and Concerns in 2020. And I think the really interesting thing about, or one of the interesting things about this report, is that you kind of did half of it before coronavirus and half of it after coronavirus. Tell us kind of big picture what it was you set out to do and then what you found.
Yeah, so a big picture is that we seek feedback from voters during a big election cycle. So during the gubernatorial election years, or those years that we have a governor running, we seek out information, and that information we hope will provide feedback to elected officials, for people that are running for office, other civic leaders, and then just, you know, voters around the state to help voters understand really what maybe they think they know about how people feel, but maybe to give more indication about what they really know. So we do this survey work. This year, like usual, we're setting up. We do our initial survey in February, and then we early March, we do our main survey. And by late March, we were like, data that we collected, these are old.
So the whole world changed.
So it all changed in a few weeks, and so we basically went back out and with one of our partners, we actually have a few supporters on the project, and one of them is an organization called Y2 Analytics. They came back and said, you know, we want to help you out here and get some good information from this. So we basically redid a portion of the survey in June and in early July, and so now we can look at really what people's interests are and what their concerns are right now, and how they changed from the beginning before the pandemic really hit Utah, and then kind of longer term as well.
So what did you find? What are Utah's concerns? And probably keeping in mind that all of probably the top five things are all interconnected, right?
As I mentioned, I kind of alluded to the fact that we do two surveys for each of the kind of groups. Like, we do this open-ended survey just to figure out what to ask people. And when we did that open-ended survey, we just say, hey, what's important? What should people be thinking about? Most people, by far the greatest answers were jobs in the economy and the pandemic. So we're like, okay, so that's going to be number one and two. The, no doubt, give you a number one and two. So then we take this whole list of 18 questions and put them out again to surveys and say, okay, so between these issues, what's the most important? Interestingly, jobs in the economy and the pandemic weren't one and two. They were actually four and five.
Oh, wow.
But which surprised the heck out of us. And I can explain why that is. I mean, it's kind of an interesting tale itself. But number one is healthcare. And healthcare was number one in 2016. We expected it in 2016 because of all the stuff going on with Obamacare and Medicaid expansion. And we didn't expect it really to be number one this year. But, you know, it's tied in with jobs in the economy and public health. Number two is state taxes and government spending. That again, these are related. K-12 education is always a top issue, but I think people are more concerned about K-12 education right now than they've probably ever been before.
So those are the concerns. Now, do you go a little deeper and find out what it is people are concerned about specifically, or what it is they want done on those issues?
Yeah, so this is our first report of, you're going to see 10 more basically out of this project. We're working on about five more kind of simultaneously right now, but basically, we figure out what these issues are. We ask a bunch of follow-up questions, fortunately, about this top five and even some of the other ones. And so we'll be delving deeper, more deeply into each of these to figure out what people's real concerns are. For instance, K-12 education, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but we have a report that will be coming out in a month and a half or so. And we're going to tell people, you know, this is actually, what are they concerned about? One concern. Some people are concerned that we're spending too much on K-12 education. Other people are concerned that, you know, we need more great teachers. One is we just need more money in general. So we get a lot deeper into that as we go along. But so we have a blog post actually that we just released this week that looks at math. And I think it's kind of interesting to see how different people think about math and how they think, you know, the state should put some mandate on it. Or maybe the businesses should put a mandate on it, or maybe we should leave this up to kind of the public saying, you know, this is a good idea, let's encourage this. And some people are just kind of opposed to masks all the way. But so we have a lot of follow-up that we'll be doing for each of these questions and really help people more deeply understand each of the issues. I can say also, you know, something that we do as part of this and we've done, these are a pretty common set of questions in the survey world, but we've been doing this all the way since 2004. And we ask voters if we think that the state of Utah is headed in a great direction or has gotten off on the wrong track. And it is interesting to see that we see more people, both in the winter of 2020 and here in July of 2020, saying that Utah has gotten off on the wrong track. So there's something going on where people are not quite happy with the way things are. And then when you ask people if you feel positive towards your quality of life, how was your life 5 years ago, we've got a lot of people that say it's much worse right now than it was 5 years ago. And in fact, in terms of people saying much worse, it's the biggest ever. But you can see that from people that are, you know, we've got a lot of people that lost their jobs. We've got a lot of people that can't go on their family vacations that want to get out of the house more and go out to eat and probably aren't doing as much of that. And that might be why their quality of life has really gone down.
And you're going to dig deeper into that. This is such valuable information just in a normal election year. But this year, things are so upside down. This is just crucial information that we need to know what people are thinking. And a lot of times people think, okay, what I think is what everybody thinks. And of course, that's a mistake. And so this is really cool to be able to delve in and find out, okay, really, what are most people thinking? What's kind of on the fringes? What else are you hoping to find as you go back and dig deeper into this?
You know, we've done a lot of the research already because we're so excited about it. We found a lot of things, but I think that in terms of the pandemic, so you were bringing up this issue that you think everybody thinks kind of like you do.
Right.
It's interesting to see that for the people who suggested that the pandemic was most important, that was actually the largest share of voters that we surveyed. However, the reason why that wasn't number one and healthcare ended up being number one is because we've also got a lot of Utahns that are like, that pandemic is not important at all. Everything is more important than the pandemic. Because, or, you know, they may not, you know, believe, you know, the science behind it, or may not really, they're not concerned about it, maybe feel it's overblown. So you see this wide variety of people, whereas healthcare, pretty much everybody says healthcare is one of my top 5 to 8 issues, and that's why it's number one. There's nobody says healthcare is not important. Cost
right.
and accessibility of medical care is not important. Nobody says that. But we do have a lot of people that say that the pandemic is not important. You know, it's interesting, like in this report, we've got climate change out of this 18 topics. We've got climate change as the least important issue for Utah, which is also interesting because a lot of people said it was their top issue, but a lot more people said, you know, it's their bottom issue. They're not interested in it. That immigration, homelessness, there's some issues that they're just not interested in
wow.
at all.
Well, it's fascinating, and I love that you publish all of it on your website at utahfoundation.org. It's all available there. I did mention at the beginning that you're celebrating your 75th anniversary this year, and I know you haven't been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
tell us a little bit about the celebration and what's coming up.
Yeah, so, you know, this organization was started right after World War II. We were concerned about the sliding into a recession after all these people come back from war and there's no more war effort, and so there were some concerns here. We're in a position here where we're trying to help people understand the things that they're concerned about today. So I think it's kind of timely in some ways that we're having this 75th anniversary. Part of this anniversary, so this is going to be available online, but we'll also potentially have an in-person component. We're going to try to do that in a really big space with a lot of social distancing and that sort of thing. But we're going to have a keynote come in and talk about some of these types of issues. We're also going to have the main candidates for governor from the Democrat Party and the Republican Party talk about their issues and what they think about these at least top 5 priorities. And then we're going to be honoring Gail Miller with an award at that event as well. So it's going to be a great event. If it's all online, or if we have a good portion of the people paying attention online, I think it's still going to be pretty good. But this is it's an exciting time. 75 years. I think that this organization has been doing some pretty good work over that time, and I hope that I'm doing good work now, and that we're continuing kind of in that effort.
And that event's coming up on September 17th, and if you go to utahfoundation.org and click on events, you'll see that there. It's always fascinating having you on, Sean, and by the time we get to about 10 or 12 minutes, I realize there's about 80 other questions we could bring up, so
yeah.
We'll definitely have to have you back again as we find out more about this information as we get closer to the election, which is really just around the corner.
Yeah, I'd be happy to be on.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Wasatch Gazette, a weekly public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com.